Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
I want some of your love tonight. Just a chance to love your hands on me. Isn't that just in my heart so free? Oh, baby.
You knocked me off my feet. Every time you come around me, I get weak. Oh, yeah. Nobody ever made me feel this way. Oh. You kiss my lips and then you take my breath away. So I wanna know, I wanna know what. Yeah, I'd like to know so I can be young. Oh, I'd like to know. Yeah, she cried. smile. Girl, you never understood what you were worth. And he never took the time to make it work. No. Baby, I'm the kind of man who shows concern. Yes, I do. Any way that I can please you, let me learn. So I wanna know.
what is it meant? Chasing often. Did it feel right?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. I am Miss VIP, and I'm missing my diva tonight, but I have a treat. I got Just Jay, one of the co-hosts of the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. How you doing, Jay?
I am doing awesome. I'm really glad to be here flying co-pilot with you.
Awesome. Listen, before we do anything else, I would like to thank our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for this platform. Without him, there's no epiphany. And let me tell you about this man. This man is not only the CEO of Epiphany, but the CEO of Raw Links, which this show is sponsored by. Now I got mine on. You got yours on, Jay?
I'm getting mine made as we speak.
Listen.
Hey, you know what? So next time I talk to you, like mine, brand new.
Well, that's good. Listen, people, these pieces of jewelry are amazing. The energy they emit You know, these gemstones have meaning. You know, some are for protection, for warding off bad energy and the like. But y'all go get you some. And if y'all want to get some of this awesome jewelry, just contact any of us from Epiphany or go on Facebook, Raw Links Be Raw, or Instagram, and you won't be disappointed. So now let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And we want you to press 1. We want some good poetry tonight. It's open mic, so just bring it. And y'all know about the music I played, what mood I'm in, so let's do this. Just Jay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
I think I'm going to learn a lot tonight. I'm ready to go in with this both feet.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, since you're my guest tonight, how about you kicking off the show for us with a piece?
All right, that's definitely doable. This right here is my first time. Oh, my bad about them jumping the gun.
Go on.
All right. This piece right here is my first foray into writing erotica. Me personally, I think it turned out pretty good. I'm just going to go right into it. The embodiment of strength. Thank you, sweetheart. The embodiment of strength and vigor. An imposing muscular structure. A chiseled work of art. In all of its grace. With the grapefruit at its base. Tonight, miss, your tongues would twitch and flip the switch that would send Chernobyl to critical. Like a lichen-covered water slide as the shaft glides down your hollow. A meal promised, but repeatedly pulled back, teasing your appetite into ecstasy. With lubricating drops of dawn, causing sudsing action while you froth broken Slavic communications. In reciprocation, you receive waves of titillating seeping secretions from deep within your folded folds, causing your fauna's flora to pheromone. You are an amazing piece of machinery. While I cup your ears so your gasp are all you hear as the trombone slides, slides. Oh, how I love making oral music. The most gentlest giant you have ever encountered found your Ahab, your right whale, your Kilimanjaro, your test of endurance. You're becoming impatient. I can feel it in your frenzy. You have come to conquer. You're past your point of no return. You are ready to raise the bottle in victory. Shake the magnum and twist the neck. Shake the magnum and twist the neck as you fully open your next passage. Just in time to swirl the jet stream as your eyes roll like a heroin-induced dream, pulling, ringing, milking every drop of savory libation as you lay back breathless, panting, smiling, confident in a job well done.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ooh. The top of Mount Kilimanjaro. And what did you say, a heroin-induced, what, haze? What did you say?
just in time to swirl the jet stream as your eyes roll like a heroin-induced dream.
Yeah, woo. Well, those things jumped out of me. I'm like, wait a minute now. Now that is a hell of a hell. Wow, good piece, Jay. Good piece. Right?
I appreciate it.
All right, all right. So I don't think my piece is as elaborate as yours, but I'm going to give it a whirl. About?
Don't do that. We're about to go ahead and get you this mic, and you're about to go ahead and throw it out here. With that being said, D.I.P., my captain tonight, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Close your eyes. Feel me as I kiss your lips and trace them with my tongue. So erotic, you say. Can you feel it? As kisses rain upon you in various places, the goosebumps rise in all those erogenous spaces. Oh, yes, you feel it. Tell me, how does it feel when I lick and suck your nipples, sending ripples through you as I glide my hands over the topography of your body? I'm getting more aroused by the intake of your breath. You crave me. You want to ravish me. I feel your erection, which I'm about to give affection, and to hear you moan in ecstasy, say my name. It's about to go down as you go in depth and blow my mind, then my back. Because the incredulousness of all these sensations, that makes me scream in exaltation. Can you feel me as I milk you? Yes, you say as you go deeper, hitting that spot over and over, making my nanny a weeper. Eruption is imminent. One more stroke, then you come as I lay panting and spent. And that's that piece.
Ooh-wee! Now, first of all, you was in here moving this skin around like it wasn't nothing. You said that you was going to rain down kisses and then just going to raise up the goosebumps in the other areas. Hey, this was ill right here. Talk about getting your back crushed. and then you started the countdown. This is ill. I love this.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. So, I am ready, Just Jay, to open these mics.
Yes.
What do you think? All right.
Let's see what the people got for.
All right. Let's go to area code 205. You're on with Mr. VIP and Just Jay. Who do we have on the mic?
We've got Black Rose on the mic. Good evening. How are y'all tonight?
Hey, Black Rose, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Oh, I'm good.
I'm good, too.
So, yeah.
You're good. I love both of y'all pieces. I'm going to take y'all a different way, though.
All right, now. Hey, look, we're all ready for that. So we're going to step back and hand you the mic. It's yours. Mm-hmm.
Retrograde. I realize your moon sign and my moon sign haven't created sunshine. Seems as though Mars has other plans while I may not understand. I need to feel you. Right now you are stroking my mental gently until I bust. Your mouthpiece is soothing away my worries, so you think. I'm in need of your touch. I want to make mud with your earth sign and my water. I want you to ride the waves that are me till you see no end, while I wash over your land, creating life along the way. Right now, you're creating a tidal wave that'll drown you in my fire moon, because I feel you've moved into another house. And I pray to be wrong. I pray I won't have to set fire to everything in sight, but my insight says calm down, breathe. But you have no clue. This fire inside is raging hot, and I just want to smother it. I just need you to smother it out. Send my embers in the wind. I need you to reassure my body. My mind knows your words all too well, and my soul knows your truth. But my body doesn't remember you. I hope this retrograde ends soon so I can once again feel you. If you don't get what I'm saying, my body misses you. In peace, Black Bros DSR all damn day.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Ooh.
Now I remember you, Black Rose. How you doing, lady?
What you got? What you got for her, Jay?
Man, she came into this right here. She was balling out of control. You had started noticing in the very beginning that too much time had been going by, more than what you wanted to go by as far as for y'all intimacy to go, to get back into play the way it should be. So you started talking seductively. Everything that you had talked about wasn't about, you know, sex and passion and the rest of that. It was about some concrete things as well, something that a man should want to have.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about how you wanted the pain to be put out, to be smothered. So apparently he was on some other pathway. His head was not in the right place, because you said basically that you were willing to forgive. So that was his opportunity. No matter what he had did, when you had said that you were willing to forgive, then that was on him to go ahead and get back into the saddle. And man, he was the only person that can go ahead and smother that fire for you. This is why it was a deep piece, like nice piece.
Thank you.
I agree. I was going real good because I knew what it was about. And then when you said, my body doesn't remember you, I'm like, oh. Because, you know, I think, you know, once a woman detaches, she's done. But you weren't totally detached, it seems like. Like, you're like, look, my body misses you, so bring it on back so we can get what we had. But I'm telling you, I love this piece. I'm thinking, woo. And you really did go a different way, and I loved it. Excellent, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our pleasure.
Mm.
So Black Rose,
is she
my dear. Oh, and from DSR all damn day, huh?
Or
all
day.
Yes. So thank you so much, darling. I'm going to put you into the exotic lounge. I'm saying exotic because I have a bird of paradise plants and all exotic kinds of birds around with plants and soft music and lounge chairs so you could chill.
Thank you very much.
All right. One love, one love.
Made the train run over here.
Peace. Oh my goodness. Ooh, what a start to the show. So
yeah, and when I had said that there is actually a train that runs not that far from here, I can hear every time it runs. And when I had said that, boy, clean that up right quick.
That was fire, and I really did love it. So, are you ready for our next caller?
I definitely am.
All right, this is none other than our station manager, Poetic. Hey, Poetic, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you tonight?
Hey, Miss VIP, Jess Jay. Hey,
my goodness, I be popping up in the damnedest places.
I see, bro. Hey, I see. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. You know? How's everybody doing tonight?
She's been gentle with me.
I'm wonderful.
What a start to the show. Y'all pieces, and then Black Rose with that seductive piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look, I know you got something. You leave
I
us
do, but
sliding everything.
I do, but I need you to bring her back. I just want her mic
right.
Open.
All right, no problem.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Black Rose.
Yes, sir.
Is it okay if I share a piece with you as well as the listening audience?
More than okay.
Okay. Is the mic mine? Is the mic mine?
The mic is yours, sir.
Thank you. Every time you think of me, get moist, and she pulsates. Your hips sway and gyrates, because for me you create this heightened ecstasy, allowing me to be me, exploring your mind, body, and soul, where extreme pleasure is our goal. Time rediscovering the parts of you that creates euphoria, sucking and licking areas that I've missed immensely, orchestrating that pleasing smile submissively, especially when I feel your breath on the nape of my neck. Then my hormones stand at attention on my naughty deck, waiting to feel you cream and squirt on me with sheer delight. I'm immediately turned on by the thought of you riding my face every night, because you give me ecstasy bragging rights. I want to tell the world of this sexual, sensual state you put me in, but that's when you shut my mouth by putting your tongue in and grab my hands and force them down south, whispering in my ear, "You feel how wet I am for you, my dear." I'm floating on cloud nine as I caress your voluptuous breasts, waiting for this moment to release the liquid I've been holding back, wondering just where you would like for me to drain my sack. Which direction will you purposely take charge and guide me into a heavenly release tastefully? But no disrespect, I want you to fuck me. I want you to please me, because I would love to have sight beyond sight as I express my bragging rights from the mind.
Oh, my Lord.
Are you blushing, Black?
Well, you don't know. That's my poetry day right there. Like, that's my day right there.
No, that ain't no poetry. That's cheat code.
She come through and she spit for me that I spit for her. I think it's only fair, you know?
I think so.
And I didn't bring you anything.
Okay. You must know that my pen is coming back for you, right?
Oh.
I'm waiting. I'm here for it.
Have mercy. Well, Black Rose, stick around for the rest of the program and poetic. Trying to kill somebody.
Nah, I don't want anybody dead. I want you very much alive, because I want to drain you and bring you right to the brink of life. I would just leave it at that.
Woo. Well, all right. West.
She's sneaking for him, dude.
You know
you
what?
You know that's where I like to be, right at the brink.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wow. Look, I was sitting on the tip of my couch like, woo, woo, woo. Hopefully not to fall. Wow. That was sensual.
Are you really touching that woman, bro?
You said, what'd you say, Jess J?
You was really touching that woman.
Man, it was more like she was touching me. She was.
Oh, all right. I guess it's all a matter of perspective.
Yeah, she was touching me, bro.
Well, those are your options you can't lose.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
All right. So, Poetic, we're going to bring you back in a little bit. If you do the rundown for us, it'll be appreciated. And Black Rose and both y'all are in the Love Lounge. So thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Hey, VIP, what are we doing, a plus one here?
It's about that time.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and we are back in the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and my co-host riding shotgun with me tonight, Just J. Whew, Just J. Well, we're going to be a little solo tonight, I see. So let me find a little bit of something, and we're going to go for it. So you have another piece.
All right.
And Black Rose, if you're listening, find another piece. And Poetic, you do the same. Woof. All right. So whenever you're ready, Jay, the mic is yours.
Yes, ma'am. I am trying to find me a little polar piece here, a little polar piece here. I'm trying to talk right to on top of it. All right. Okay, here we go.
Good
what day. Is in a touch? When fingertips glide over hilly terrain, following the contours of your melanated Mercator, and these digits are flown by the steady hand of an aviator, leaving behind goosebumps like chemtrails, and you, my love, are the theater of engagement. As my story of digits fly over your stretched face down form, and you, naked, as the day you were born. Tonight, you will sing for me, as your gas will rip through the air like paper tin, while you bear your joy audibly, guiding me through the thistle, chirps, and whistles. Jungle music. Now that's one of the sweet spoils of war and of my wonder. I wonder, in this quantity, would your melanin truly have flavor? A flavor that only a soldier such as myself should savor. I present a memory stored in the saber. Thoughts of you carried this soldier on firework field nights. Now tonight, I am fully bayoneted as I kiss the nakedness of your neck, nose texture, as I snort primal language on your neck. As I start my amphibious assault into a breakfast soup, waiting in your arms for the right time. You see, I'm waiting for the right time to come in, for only when it's right to come in, occasionally sipping the marsh waters, becoming one with my heart. Being the stillness is deep in your bones, and your pillars start to wobble, and like dominoes, your walls collapse and start to water, dribbling ambrosia in its delirium.
Oh, Just Jay, that last line, did you say ambrosia is what?
When we detonate our explosive ordinances deep in your bunker and your pillars start to wobble and like dominoes, your walls collapse and start to water, dribbling ambrosia in its delirium.
Okay. Woo. Well, now, that's a lot of metaphors, my friend, but nevertheless, a good piece. Because... hey,
thank you for putting it that way. I appreciate that.
I'm going to tell you, though.
You are definitely
you
a
make
poet.
Me sing.
You are definitely a poet.
Well, and as you, but you make me think, and I have to really, really listen to you, which, hey, look, I need to. It's a good thing to listen. So, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to shoot this piece, and then I'm going to play a song. This is a short piece.
You ready for the mic?
I am.
With that being said, you know this might be yours.
All right. Thank you. This is called the cerebral. I could be visual because I am a voyeur, but it's the cerebral that turns me on. If you get in my head by your intellect, conversation, and personality, and we're digging each other, eventually I'll end up by your side as your best friend, your lover, and in your bed. I could be physical, but many can do what I could do. However, can you send off echoes of sound, words of potential, positivity, safety, infiltrate my brain? And frankly, since we've met, I've never been the same. My brain is the sexiest part of me, so what turns me on the most is the cerebral, because I can imagine, create, remember sights and sounds. So step into my world, step into forever, see how life can be with me. And that's that piece.
Ooh-wee, you is cheating just like Van was. You in here reading love letters that you done already wrote. No, ma'am, that's not gonna cut it. Oh, that was dope, lady. That was dope. And I can actually see the person that you were talking about. Not see the person, but, you know, I can see a person in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm supposed to do. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back with Poetic with the rundown for the week.
It ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I was more than you could manage. Manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be honest. Closer to me, oh, giving me silence. The whole time so just be careful what you take for granted. Oh, holy
We're back in the Erotic Love Zone. The dollar number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press that 1 because it's open mic. We ready to hear all you have to spit. Because I know it's going to be fire, making us take our socks off. Am I right, Jay?
Oh, got to get them socks off now.
I know that's right.
I mean, so walking around with these socks like it's just something natural, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I got that.
Socks can mean your life.
Mm-hmm. So,
get them off, baby.
Before I bring Black Rose back in, if she will bless us once more, I'm going to bring back Poetic to do the lineup for the week. Hey, Poetic. Welcome back.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for having me back.
Yes. So would you mind giving us the lineup for the week, sir?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is going to be open right now. Not sure if we're going to have a show. Saturday night's the same thing. Might just be a weekend off. I mean, then we'll be back Sunday with Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo for the Inspiration Factory. And then Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night show is going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. And then next Wednesday night, we'll be right back in here with Ms. VIP and the Pearl La Negra in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you.
Thank you so much, sir. So just stand by, and I'm going to bring Black Rose back in to see if she'll bless us with another piece. Hello,
Diva. Of course, how are you?
Thank you. Oh, I'm good. I'm wonderful. I'm so wonderful. I can't complain.
You've been missing me, Black Rose.
Company.
Well, see, Black Rose, right here. I've gotten to perform the face-to-face for him, but I haven't done it on a show for him. So this one is definitely to him, written for him and about him.
All right.
The mic is yours.
My pedals are with the things you said that I'm doing, man. Open my waterfalls and watch them drip. Have visions of you playing on the dew in my petals. Your breath on my ear as you whisper your need for me greedily. I smile as my mind tries to make it all true. You inside of me, owning what comes next. Our word games turn to sex. No escaping our love making. You make my pebbles work. Your hands right on my skin like two flawless pins, no smudging. My inkwell longs for your dip. Damn, you make my pedal sweat. I try to think less of you and how just a soft word from you takes toll on my body. Watch it bloom to full rose, every petal touched by you. My, look how beautiful my dark petals are. Kiss just right by dew has me glowing, knowing it's you. Simple words from you cause dew on my black rose petals. The things my body will do for you as dawn peaks over my mountain peaks, you. Yes, you, damn you.
Oh, look, yes. I was on mute. Woo.
Yes.
Now, see, this part, it was part two. She came in and got that man. This part two. He back at home, but he needs to be it.
May I respond in kind? Would that be okay if I responded in kind?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Black Rose, I've asked myself a question. Have I done everything on my sexual bucket list? Yeah. That question. I knew you'd ask me. So think to yourself intimately. Have I had the chance or opportunity to taste you? Yes, you. If that answer was no, now tell me, when will I taste the suppleness of your skin's secreted goodness? Or kiss the power of your lips as my fingertips cruise their way through your locks, or sending electromagnetic waves that tingle your erogenous zones down to your socks? Maybe I get to play with your clitoris until you beg for me to let you sit on this. My sexual bucket list is full of new ideas since the moment I met you. It's true, I've done some things, just not with you, or you, or you, but I have reserved some things just for you. And you, my list comes with a clean slate, just so I can lick you like my dinner plate. Tell your thoughts I want to lick them too, because erotically I want their dreams to come true. Hold hostage your wet eruption as I make you get so close, just close enough to cause mental stimulation, way before I give you hard penetration. Oh, you'd like a demonstration. Close your eyes. Give me your hand. You feel that beat inside my chest, and imagine that same pulsating beat rhythmically between your thighs, generating blissful heat. Come here. Come here. Sit right here and don't move. Let's just enjoy the moments of our naked flesh. Don't move. Can you feel my sexual bucket list burning inside you, waiting for our climax? You know what? We should make it a reality and not a wish.
Ooh, woo.
Okay, Black Rose, go ahead. No, you go ahead, because I'm going to let you go. Go on.
Save me. You got me over here blushing before I go to work, man.
Well, at least you're going with a smile on your face. That's what's up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Y'all must have forgot we was in here.
Oh, my bad. We
Yeah, my bad. We apologize.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm talking
like.
I thought I was supposed to water on you, kid. That was nice for an old man to witness that, boy. Let me tell you one thing. Mildred going to get it tonight.
Wow. These were excellent. Oh, my goodness. Black Rose, I hope you have a wonderful time at work this evening. And you came on with some fire ink, my diva. And I thank you ever so much. And poetic. Poetic,
yeah.
My gracious. I mean, I think I just took my socks off.
Baby, baby.
I think
you
just took that vibranium.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
One love, one mic. Yo, that was incredible. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to do a station ID.
I just took my socks off.
Take 'em off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is past the 10 o'clock hour, and we are in the erotic love zone. And I'm Miss VIP, and I'm hanging with my co-host, Just Jay. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Press that 1 to get in and spit with us. Jay, how's it going? You good?
This has been an awesome experience right here. This is about the most fun I've had with my clothes on ever.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's pretty high up there. I've done quite a few things.
Well, oh, all right now.
Feeling that tea. Go ahead. Oh, no tea shall be spilled on tonight.
All right. So we are in open mic tonight, people. The area code, again, 319, the number 527-6300, and press 1 for that piece.
Well, I'm about to send you something right quick.
Oh? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Just this.
All right. All right. So, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hit us one more time with a song. And I just heard this song today. I was surprised. Let's go into Signs of Lovemaking.
I'm a Capricorn, I came here to get managed. Ooh, I know it's good when you start to Spanish. Every sexually, you full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let it shimmy now. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the start. Baby, I will guarantee you to give you everything your body's missing. Are you the zodiac me? I've been looking for, girl, you're sending me. You make me sad. Are you the zodiac me? I've been looking for, girl, you're sending me. You make me sad. Do anything to the point. Tell me what you want, and I got you with. Whisper in my ear while I'm driving you crazy. Or smack it from the side, grabbing the side. Now I know what zodiac signs are all about. Are you the zodiac me? I've been looking for, girl, you've been sending me. You make me sad. You make me sad. Are you the zodiac me? I've been looking for, girl, you're sending me. You make me sad.
Never see all night long.
What a song. Ladies and gentlemen, I am apologizing for that saying, that lapse, because I don't know what happened. But anyway, we are back fully, and this is the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and you are in the Erotic Love Zone with me, Ms. VIP, and just Jay. It's a good show tonight, my friend.
I'm on cloud nine right now. I'm feeling good enough to do another piece, even if it has to be.
Hey, the mic is yours whenever you're ready.
Oh, wait a minute. You kind of quick on the draw, VIP. Come on. At least say we're on the count of three or something. Hold on a second. I got to do that. But I have been enjoying my night. My night has been, this has been stellar for me right here.
Good, I'm glad. Hey, glad to have you on board.
Thank you. I appreciate you for trusting me with such a weighty task.
Hey, it's
I know
cool.
It's scary. Cool. Anything to come out these pale lips right here.
Hey,
don't tell
me
all your secrets.
Well, while you're looking, there's a piece that I want to do, and since it's after 10, I feel like I let go just a little bit. What you think?
Oh, I got to give you that mic for real this time. VIP, the mic is yours.
Thank you. If you could pour your eroticism into me, I would end up being so freaky. See, you like oral, dipping your tongue deep within, trying to make it rain. Then deep strokes to make me feel it, even after we end. I didn't know at first, you like that pleasure pain. But please, bite me again and again. Your lips love to lick my hip, then dip the lick my inner thigh. Your dominance amazes me, hearing my intake of breath, pulling my hair, making my neck go back, exposing my very soul, and picking up my foot to lick my toes. I'm still trying to get used to it. It tickles, yet you continue to stroke me and lick me then. I guess anything goes, but it doesn't stop there. You want me to come, get fingers in so deep, I gush. Then I screamed in ecstasy, damn, how you affect me. I wanted you to end this delicious torture, but you refused to be rushed. Your eroticism goes further, using a piece of melon and inserting it into my wet cavern, using your tongue to remove it, then using another piece to squeeze the juice all over to lick me. Going back in again, you lift my legs to go deeper, like you're trying to find treasure. Pouring your eroticism into me is pure pleasure. And that's that piece.
The word eroticism, you had turned it into a liquid, and you was pouring it on yourself and ultimately into yourself. This right here was dope, buddy.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, after 10 o'clock, you know how it goes.
I wish I did. I'm learning tonight, though. You're going to learn tonight.
So, Jay, when you're ready, sir, the mic is yours.
Oh, I adore you. With my eyes from under my fedora, as I rub you in imported shea butters, Egyptian silken linens make you feel like you hover over the covers. You see, me and you have time. No need to rush things. You see, I'm in love with you. Baby, you are the perfect mix of sass and wit, with ass and hips to boot for grip. A B
beautiful face. I call you Miss Elegance. Baby, I would really be negligent if I didn't talk cash shit as I nibble your neck and rub baby oil on your back, arms, feet, and calves, kissing you with tender kisses and laughs. We kiss and embrace, pulling our bodies together in a sacred place. My divining rod of water probing for the fleshy springs. In that contact, I slowly begin to descend to the depths of your deep, taking your breath away as I bray like the horses bray, the strobe light sprays, because when you're under pressure, you're at your best. Your breasts are imposing structures. I love your architecture. Can I pop your picture? Tonight I will test your love up against the wall, on the floor, on the stove, and even in the dirty clothes. When you're hot and sweaty, you auto bowl. Can I pop your picture? As I lay back to the covers, baby, preparing to give you the 72-hour shutter. But first, can I pop your picture? Boom.
Well, breasts are like architecture, eh? All right now.
Yeah.
All right now. All right. Hey, now. You know,
a lot of people.
You know, not a lot of people see the body as art per se. You know what I'm saying? They just look at it for what it is and don't use metaphors like you do, you know, or like other poets do, because there's so many ways that you can say it. You know what I'm saying? And
love.
Yeah. And that's why I love eroticism, because it can be in so many ways. It can be a little direct or indirect, you know, with the metaphors and the adjectives, but oof. It is what it is. That was
it
dope.
Is what it is. I appreciate it. You know, it took me a minute to learn that, you know, you just can't, you know, touch a woman just and pull on a woman or try to dig your fingers into a woman and that doesn't get it. I mean, especially once we start getting older and the women aren't as young and as naive and knowing that, you know, like, you ain't putting your dirty fingers up in me and all the rest of this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think men get to learn to actually just touch the woman, you know, just feel her flesh, you know, feel what's under her skin, and then feel what's mm-hmm. under her muscle, you know, touch her bones, all the rest of that.
Mm. All right. Well, Just Jay, this was an amazing show, and I thank you for riding shotgun with me.
Oh, yeah, this was fun. This was fun. You know, I've learned quite a bit from you. I'll just be sitting back, even though I'll be running my mouth. I'll be watching.
Right. So listen, everybody, to everyone who's listening and who participated, thank you so much. I appreciate you. My diva, I miss you. So y'all stay safe, though, because this COVID-19 with so many variants is just running rampant once more. So y'all wear y'all masks and be safe. God bless you guys. Jay, you got any closing words?
Hey, sis, I'm glad you went ahead and still moving that narrative forward as far as that goes, because I think we're about to get another bloody nose again this winter. It might not be as bad as the other ones, but if it's one of your family members, it's everything. So just don't get too relaxed out there, y'all. Like our VIP said, just be where you need to be at, have on your face what you need to have on your face, and all them big crowds and all the rest of that stuff. I mean, if you're sitting up in the hospital, you'd be like, man, I could have went ahead and skipped that.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's what's up. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening, and thanks again, and we're going to end. So, peace.
Much love, y'all.